jump over to the livestock side, and I've heard a little bit of rumblings, haven't seen anything written down, but you have heard it as well. JBS National possibly looking to do a merger. That'll have an effect on this beef market.
Well, it will. You know, it's all rumor, but it certainly will. It makes, you know, JBS is already quite big and out of Brazil. You know, it just would enhance them even more. But as far as numbers go, well, you know, it's not going to change anything that way. It's just going to make dealing with one entity a little bit more tougher.
We look at the way these prices have been, narrowly higher on the cattle futures today. Is it because of a discount, possibly, to the cash?
Well, the cash is premium over the futures, and so, you know, you get this cattle market holding here. And, of course, I think the feeder market, you know, it's like we just keep bubbling right back up towards this 222, 223 area. It's a wave count, and then we turn around and we fall off, and we're limit down and deeper, and then we turn right around and start coming right back up. They can't keep the market down, and demand is still fairly good, both for the product of the fats and also, of course, with the feeders. You know, with this weather, pastures are in pretty good shape to the north, and, of course, that's where a lot of your cow-calf men are and the feeders are.
What about for the hogs? I know talk of some weaker cash prices for them, and sounds like very heavy hogs coming to market.
Well, we do. We have hogs weighing more because of the cheap corn, and they're trying to make up for the PED virus. So that's allowing for the hog market to slip off. I think that when I look at the hog market, we have to keep in mind that hogs tend to be seasonally. They go down through July, usually from about July 7th or 8th to the end of July, sometimes the first week or so of August. And next year's contracts sometimes tend to push a little later, past the middle of August. But I think the market's doing that. It's got an attitude, or a perception is a better word, that the PED virus is being pretty well solved or settled down. And you get that along with the fact that we're feeding hogs much heavier because of cheap corn, and that's allowing for us to kind of compensate for the loss of pigs. Kind of keep an eye on is the sanctions against Russia. They could certainly come back and ban imports of U.S. poultry. You know, they're our second largest buyer of U.S. poultry and pork. They're big users of pork and, of course, then beef, too. That would not surprise me. It has not happened yet, but there certainly is a lot of speculation on that.